Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and as usual, I have my regularly scheduled radio show today at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have decided today to invite a very special guest with me. I guess I always say that because they're all special. But this one is particularly special. Her name is Okalani Jacob. And many of you Cobras out there know her very well. She is the heart and soul behind Prepare for Change. And we thought today would be a really great opportunity to bring her forward and talk a little bit about what that has involved and also some other cool projects and things that we are working on together. Okalani is actually born and raised in Hawaii. And this was a perfect background for her to become the seeker that many people know she is. She is awake and aware and has been since a very early age, just so she can understand the hows and the whys of the world. This life pursuit has sparked many adventures within Okalani's life, ingratiating her with skills. I mean, let me tell you, this woman is beyond her years as far as wisdom goes, in spiritual trades and intangible energetic knowings. And she's trained in several energetic modalities, has an innate understanding of various quantum concepts, and has a very deep passion for working with children and crystals, something that my husband has in common with her. Much of her work is done very much behind the scenes, and I would love to be able to have all of you out there just kind of give her a round of applause, because it's these types of people that really make the difference and don't get a lot of acknowledgement for what they do. So right now, she is currently collaborating with Steve and myself in implementing some positive strategies to facilitate the unification of all of the light forces out there. I'm sure that surprises many of you. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I just want to welcome you, Okalani, with all my heart. Hello, darling.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm blushing. It's so hot.
No, you know, you really deserve a pat on the back, and I'm really hoping that a lot of other Prepare for Change people that, you know, kind of keep their ear to the ground regarding these sorts of things really can appreciate how much is going on behind the scenes. Okalani, please tell everyone, how long has it been since you've been involved with this project?
As you know, I showed up to the conference, Cobra Conference in Laguna, not knowing what to expect. It was sort of by chance where a good friend of mine who has really gifted kids, had sponsored my trip there so I could experience it. And from creating a new society and breaking down into groups, it snowballed from there, because it just so happened that the person that was in charge of, you know, getting this Prepare for Change website up and running was here in Arizona as well. So we quickly, you know, I volunteered to help them out with a lot of the admin work. And when I looked at what was going on, how many people were wanting to be a part of what we were doing, I was overwhelmed and just wanted to dedicate even more time.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I can relate.
Yeah. So, you know, it's true that Prepare for Change has gone through, you know, a couple of incarnations. All of its wonderful learning experiences. But, you know, through it all, you know, thank you for, you know, saying that I'm the person that holds it together. But a lot of it has to do with many volunteers out there who have just dedicated their time and stuck with us through all these, you know, ups and downs while we're trying to ride this wave of crazy, you know, energy, trying to hold everything together. And, you know, they made it easy for me to help facilitate, you know, like Ryan, who's our fantastic WordPress guy, and all of our council members who, you know, tirelessly help reach out to people.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I'm not pulling anything away from all the others, but I have to say, honest to God, most of us on the council would be jumping up and down for joy to be able to acknowledge the amount of work that you do. And very few people know about you. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, bring that forth. Now, tell me something else. What is your background? Tell me a little bit about your background and how did you get so involved in the technical side of things?
Oh, it's because I'm a closet nerd. when you get to know me, I grew up, I had this discussion ever since I was a kid, I'm realizing that, a lot of my friends are like, oh, you're such a dork. you're such a nerd. But it's not so much that I embrace being childish, but I embrace being childlike. And, for all the craziness and, dysfunctional backstory that I have with my parents and my family, and growing up in Hawaii, there's such a huge difference between, superstition and spirituality.
How so?
Because in Hawaii, we're just this huge, Asian melting pot, along with a lot of, islander mentality, from many different, island chains. And every one of them brings to Hawaii, all of these fairy tales, superstitions, very pagan ways of looking at things, gods, but the most beautiful basic thing about it is the foundation that everything has life and spirit in it.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah. What an awesome, talk about a gift to be able to grow up with that.
Absolutely. But, a lot of times people, but it was so funny. So here's just the funny superstition thing. I'm not sure if it was my grandma or my mother had told me, you don't want your boyfriend to be buying you shoes. I'm like, what? Because if they buy you shoes, or you buy them shoes, they're going to leave you.
Oh, how funny.
And it's that kind of superstition, versus, the ancient, kahuna traditions, the ancient chi, priests,
Yeah.
It's hard to, they're all related, but, and they're all there, and they're still there. I mean, there's some amazing people that my mom is seeing now, because of some of her health issues. And I'm so fortunate to grow up in that atmosphere.
I was going to say, so what type of religion indoctrination did you grow up with? Was it very open and broad? And
Filipino, mostly. So that's because of the Spanish influence in the Philippines, a lot of it was a Catholic background. However, my mom, thankfully never pushed that on me. And she says she makes fun of me because my daughter is exactly how I am or how I was, like asking questions all the time to irritation.
Yeah.
Like, why? Yep. What's
this? I know. It's like I'm the perpetual interviewer and I never realized I was.
Well, I swear, If the CIA or FBI, wasn't such, so 50-50 up in the air about, how they wield their energy, you'd be like the number one interrogator. I mean, you could get answers out of anybody.
Oh, gosh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you end up? On the mainland in Arizona, I believe, is where you are, from Hawaii.
So it was really weird. I'm the eldest of four, and that within itself brings its own dysfunction. and perception of being and, your own set of rules. So that's another thing that my mom doesn't let me live down is that I was the first to leave. Hawaii. And it's just because, that whole family situation again. And, I honor that and I love them for it because it pushed me out, to get to do things on my own. So what happened were, I had been running away from my purpose. I got into a situation where I felt I needed to leave my home, so I joined the Army, went into the reserves.
Wow, to see if I like that.
Yeah, so I have to tell you, I had such a cool experienced it. But, you know, I wanted to join the Army because I wanted to see if being away from home was for me.
Right.
So, you know, I joined the reserves, you know, no big commitment, you know, but it is something that I enjoyed.
Very cool.
And, you know, there was so many great things that came out of it. You know, I had been promoted to like a squad leader without any ROTC training, you know, ROTC training.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always got KP duty during the really dangerous stuff.
Mm.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, so
very
I was
strange.
Super protected. Yeah, I was very protected. And then there was this one time that I really liked was when, you know, I had actually broken my two fingers during KP duty.
Oh, no. Not a good time to do that.
Well, it was weird because, and I was upset, like crying because it hurt, but... You know, we had this qualifying rifle thing that you have to do. But at that time, you know, I didn't realize that this drill sergeant, everybody made fun of him because he was always, you know, disheveled. And if you've ever seen a drill sergeant, they pride themselves on being pressed and, you know, everything in place. And he was drill sergeant Whitey, which was funny. And he was just big goofball, you know, teddy bear of a guy. You know, always concerned. He'd help people dig, he'd help all the girls dig foxholes and stuff like that. And, you know, he was watching over us during that KP shift, and he just came up to me. He looked at me, and he just grabbed my hand, and he held my two fingers, and it just ended up being sprained. I mean, yeah, these things were all mangled. And I didn't realize it's kind of just such a, you know, crazy... You know, I was just a kid, not realizing and being grateful for him, you know, being there.
Oh, my God. So he deliberately did that so you wouldn't have to go? Is that the story?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
I did,
gosh.
I could make it to my thing. And I didn't realize that till, you know, like 3 years ago. You know, because, you know, when you're in your life review and we're going through all these transformations and all of these things, so you let all of these, you review your life, you let it go so you can be new again. And this is one of the things that came up. And, you know, when I realized that, I was bawling my eyes out, like saying, thank you, you know,
wow.
Wherever he is kind of thing.
Oh,
and it's been through
what
my
an
life.
Incredible story. My God.
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with him?
No, because like I said, I was just a dumb kid. I didn't realize, you know, what a gift he was.
Wow, so he totally knew what he was doing. Well, so you have said to me many times that you're kind of a newbie in the spiritual community.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, what, 3 years ago. So what happened 3 years ago?
So background, as a real person, you know, I was running away from my purpose by being a social alcoholic. I was making a lot of money, you know, in the IT field. So I ended up here in Arizona, you know, because I was able to transfer to my Army unit out here. Met up with my ex-husband and, you know, just decided to have a career. And during that time, you know, running away, not listening, you know, I drowned a lot of what I, you know, a lot of my transformation time, you know, by drinking, you know. And that was a really difficult. I mean, I was doing that till I was 35.
Yeah, mine was 37, so don't feel so bad.
<Woo-hoo>, sister.
I can relate to those. Hey, I mean, I can relate to you in more ways than one. I almost joined the Air Force when I was 18.
Yeah, and you know, if I could do that again, I would do Air Force. They
have
their food.
Well, I did it because my dad was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, so, you know,
I
wouldn't
have
dreamt of going to any other, you know, any other branch of the service, but that along with, you know, you grew up in the military environment, and you have martini hour every single night, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah, and that's the other thing you and I have in common, you know, our corporate background.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was lucky enough for me, what had happened was, you know, I was gifted, you know, that my daughter chose me and, you know, and she was born. And from then on, you know, I very rarely drink, you know, maybe once in a while. It's never ever to get drunk. It's a couple, maybe a couple beers or a glass of wine. And, you know, and that, to me, that's another thing I recall being grateful for is being a girl in this time around. I know you and I have talked about it because we have that, you know, ability to hold and create, you know, within ourselves.
Yeah, you said it so profoundly when you were talking about creation. And for all you guys that are listening, we're not dissing you, but I think that many of us were males in many of our prior lifetimes, and we deliberately chose to come in as a female this time around for that very reason.
Right. And, you know, to reinforce what Alexander said, we're not trying to diss the male energies.
Not at all.
We actually are trying to honor you guys, and we want you guys to call in and reach out to us because we know how much more difficult time that you guys are having. You know, finding that balance and switching over to, you know, getting in touch with your divine feminine sometimes isn't that easy.
I totally agree with that. Some of, actually, throughout my life, most of my best friends growing up were male. So,
yeah, me too.
You know, they're a lot of fun, and they're a lot less drama.
Yeah, I know. You know, and you can towel around, make, you know, disgusting jokes, and not think that there's anything wrong with you.
This is true. So tell me what ended up happening. Like, was there just this massive one day you woke up, stopped drinking, had your child, and said, da 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 da, I'm spiritual.
Well, you know, having Sarah definitely was a wake up call, but my Sarah's dad had wanted to go on a trip to Italy, and she was only like maybe 18 months, and I was still in the corporate world. So we went to Italy, and it just, I mean, I resonated and I felt so close, and I was in awe of all the things that I saw and felt drawn to. And, you know, when we were, we did the Amalfi Coast. So, there were times where we were driving this little, you know, boat around, and I could see the steps on the side of the islands, you know, where people could, you know, footpaths. And they made it purposely singular, so if they were being attacked, you know, they could take them out. And I just remember being drawn, like, wow, I understood that. That was cool. And it just so happened that, you know, I hadn't had one of my, you know, episodes, you know, my alcoholic episodes until I was there.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had my alcoholic episode there. And then after that, you know, it was just incident after incident that was reminding me that I needed to rein it in, because on the day that we were supposed to leave to come back home was the day that the stock market crashed and everything went in the toilet.
Whoa. 1987, right?
1990.
Oh, you're talking about a different stock market.
Yeah, in 2000. You know, when the housing market crashed and everything went in the toilet? Yeah, was it 2000?
It's like, which one are you talking about?
2000 and so long ago.
Yeah. Considering
the market and the housing, you know, everything crashed in that September. And when I came back, what had happened was I just felt totally off. And for the first time ever, I went to get my first psychic reading.
Whoa, that's very cool.
Yeah, and the lady, it was so funny because, you know, I was all ready for them to tell me what I wanted to hear. And she just looked at me and she goes, you either do what you're supposed to be doing or you're going to lose everything.
Oh, well, that was pretty motivating.
I love that. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. Because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have taken it. If she told me something that I wanted to hear, I would have been like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, so that really kicked you in the butt?
Kicked me in the butt, because when I didn't make that move, you know, they were giving me signs, but I would short out printers at work. You know, I've had to, I blew out phones. And then, you know, in January, the company that I was working for had laid me off because I didn't make the change. Yeah.
So it was one thing after another saying, Okalani,
Shift. Hello, you need to shift.
So let's fast forward to the Prepare for Change conference. Yeah. So you met Cobra, you met all of us, and you jumped on board with both feet fully entrenched. And I am so blown away by your steadfastness. I just have to say again, I know if it were not for Okalani, everyone, Prepare for Change would have completely unraveled. So I just, you have such an expert way of handling people and handling a multitude of situations all at once. And I'm wondering, can you tell everybody a little bit about what your responsibilities are on the Prepare for Change board?
So it's actually basically as a project manager to launch the website. So in the beginning, you know, we had a wonderful Brazilian team that had over 300 volunteers just on the translation team.
Wow.
I had to take that over. You know, unfortunately, when we were on the downtime and we had to take everything down, you know, a lot of them fell to the wayside because they became disenchanted.
Yeah.
However, you know, with Ryan Sell and his ability to reach out to the translators, he was able to get, you know, I think we're up to 150 translators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ryan's done an outstanding job.
Yeah. So a lot of my responsibility is just keeping everything intact. And if something breaks, you know, find a solution. If I can't find somebody to do it, then I have to figure out how to do it myself. And for the most part, you know, Ryan and I have been able to work through it. Thankfully with, you know, a lot of the support from, you know, generous sponsors and, you know, just a mind share of people, who have experience like you, you know, when we're going through, changing hosts because we were being attacked or all of these things, you know, I've been so lucky to have people to, you know, call these experiences and use them to help me, you know, just keep everything together. So right now, you know, Ryan did a great job getting all of the languages linked and all the translators are starting to get into the flow of translating all of the, articles. You know, we're getting, we're ramping up in membership, you know, people who are participating and wanting to know, not only because of the energies, but because, you know, the message is out there and it's getting clearer, understanding that, you know, we are here to help them, you know, move beyond fear and get into a point where they can help.
So can you, for the audience, a lot of people don't know that much about Prepare for Change. Can you give them just a summarization of what its goal and purpose is?
Well, Prepare for Change is the preparation for the event. And, you know, you beautifully explain what the event is. You know, I always have a tendency to over-explain it.
Is that because of your nerdiness?
Yes, I'm a nerd.
I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you, I was one of those online gamers. That
Hey, well, I'm grateful for it, let me tell you.
You know, and so it's preparing for the event, you know, keeping people informed, getting them prepared, and then creating, you know, while all of this is happening, creating an organization that helps support people throughout the world. We have over, you know, 300 little nodes throughout the world globally of people ready to help and assist, you know, to be the light, you know, to be that beacon for when the shift happens, when the event happens, they are ready and people can, will be drawn to them. So, you know, Prepare for Change is a preparation and a transition organization for when the event happens.
Ooh, I like that. And I think the other thing that always gives me goosebumps is how many people have volunteered their time, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears, basically, to get this thing off the ground. I remind people a lot of times that during that kind of dark, gloomy period where there were clearly some not so happy IT-ers, you know, from South America, I often remind them that this was all off definitely a test run for all of us. It was something where we are being watched. The galactics are watching to see how we can interact and we can resolve and we can take care of whatever issues on the table. You know,
absolutely.
And I think the coolest part is, you know, we're still going to all, you know, we're still all going to disagree once in a while, but it's about agreeing to disagree, not causing dissension,
and not passing judgment and saying that their opinion doesn't matter.
Exactly. Because they did some phenomenal work too, and I do want to acknowledge that. But so where do you see Prepare for Change going now?
You know, I see Prepare for Change, like I said, people are starting to come back to it. You know, there was a while last year, you know, toward the end of the year, where everybody was just in sort of like a, you know, stasis.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody knew what was going on. They were like, why isn't it here? You know, and Prepare for Change, you know, wasn't, you know, outside of that. You know, we still experienced that same lull in participation. I did, you know, don't mean to take up all too much time, but I did want to put this out there for a couple of, you know, volunteers, and I call them Team Awesome, who have stuck with us. You know, Antoine Valley out of France, you know, Katie out of Italy, Mike out of Greece, Anya out in Oregon, and then all of our council members. You know, there's a number of translators out there, too many to name, but I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much for sticking with us.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you too. You what? Or otherwise, I don't know if I would have yanked you onto this radio program with all
this. So Prepare for Change. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, get sidetracked. Prepare for Change, I can see as, you know, kind of like a forefather for change. You know, doing what's necessary, breaking ground, you know, doing the ugly work, so to make it easy for everybody else.
You know, that's a good point too, because I mean, we are the first ones to give it a try, and there were some ugly moments, but overall, we came out victorious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we blazed the trail, and I want to commend everybody that has stepped forward. And trust me, folks, if you're interested in getting involved, there's always, you know, plenty of things for people to contribute their time with. There's just a ton of stuff. And that's kind of where one of the main reasons we put this together tonight is Okalani and I would like to talk to all of you about a really cool project that we want to kick off. So Okalani, you want to do that?
Well, there are a number of projects that Alexandra, myself, and Steve are working on. But currently for this show, we were talking about the necessity to create and unify the light forces of the alternative media streams. You know, we're talking about bloggers, radio shows like Alexandra, you know, people who understand what's going on and are willing to become part of this network. And with that in mind, you know, when the event happens or if anything that needs to be communicated, you know, across the globe, we are in unison, able to put this out there at any one moment in time.
I think it's such an awesome idea. It's such a great idea.
You know, Alexandra, you know, with her ability and her reach and her network, and you know, a lot of you guys just stepped forward. You know, Lana and Fred out in Gig Harbor, and a couple of bloggers out there. You know, maybe I'll just start putting it out there next time, putting my thanks out. But there are a number of people that have stepped forward and are just ready to go. And I think when I look at it, the total audience, even with I think about five of us, our audience is in a million.
Oh yeah.
from my understanding, the millions.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and this is basically a call to action to those of you who follow Alexandra, to those of you who, you know, all you radio show hosts, bloggers, alternative media, even organizations that have a far reach and want to participate. you know, your ability to put forth a quick, you know, advisory note out on Facebook, on social networks would be tremendously helpful. Because, you know, as Cobra had put out yesterday, you know, the time of the spring equinox is the most, you know, is a window that is a highest probability of all the windows that he has projected out there because of the alignments, where the energy level's at, all of these things. So, you know, the other cool thing that Alexander and I had talked about, which was mostly Alexander's idea, was about creating a network of alerts, you know, so we can recognize patterns locally. Alexander, can you do me a favor? Can you reiterate that part? Because I remember saying it, and I talked about, you know, publicwitness.com, putting that out there. Can you elaborate on that a little more for me?
Yeah. You know, I mean, one of the things that as a blogger I feel is my responsibility is to help all of those of you out there that are just flourishing with creativity, talent, and brilliance. And you probably will notice that a lot of times I bring on people that don't have a huge following. They aren't known all over the world. And I do this deliberately, like Ogalani, because I want to, no offense to you, Ogalani, but, you know, I want to be able to acknowledge the hard work and the special gifts of everyone out there. And so I got to thinking about that. And, you know, if and when, I should say when, I have more resources and more assistance, I really would like to open up a lot of different avenues through Galactic Connection. And the whole reason I chose that name, other than I was guided to, number one, but also I want people to be able to make connections throughout the world. So, for example, all the people that have come through that have experienced the implant removal process, okay, there is definitely something to be said for that experience. Now, no two experiences are the same, but it's very profound, very different. Some people, it may take a little longer for them to really start noticing all the changes, but you're, you know, you're definitely unplugged internally. It's a huge, huge shift. And because of that, you really need support, even more so probably than you did before, because you're walking around as a completely intact light body in the 3D world. So, Ogalani and I were kind of brainstorming about how we would really like to start creating pockets of you know, sections around the planet where people are creating their own kind of information hub, so to speak. And then those hubs can deliver that information for me, and I can disperse it all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just one of the ideas. The other idea, of course, was I would love to start supporting the artists and the musicians in a big way, especially those who are spiritually oriented and have a calling, you know, to put out very resonant type of music and work, and be able to put them together. Because really, Ogalani has nailed it the last time she talked to me, and that is, you know, we are going to an age where it's not about competition, it's about cooperation. And we're being called for the first time ever in a massive way to work as a united front. And this mass alternative media network is so important for all of us bloggers that are, you know, spending countless hours putting information out there, but we ourselves are not sitting at our own table together and sharing and kind of, you know, exchanging ideas, or if that doesn't happen, at least have some sort of alert system where, you know, for example, who am I thinking of? You know, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, Kabuki. You know, let's say Kabuki gets a message, you know, so he looks at his list to see, okay, who is he supposed to contact? You know, in the case of an emergency or an alert type system, I think it'd be a really great idea.
Well, you know, that was the whole idea. I mean, it's so funny because the phrase I got is, we are the spiritual emergency broadcast system.
Ah, good point. Good point.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing, you know, that Alexander and I had talked about was, you know, through, you know, the power and exponential power of you alternative media groups, you could also put forth protection for a lot of the people who need it, you know, healers, inventors.
Yeah.
Because by putting them out there, right, by proving that they exist and their machines exist and what they can do exists, you know, it's really hard for, you know, opposition forces to wipe them out of existence.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So exposure is huge for this too, guys. Because you guys, a lot of you out there have listeners that will, you know, take to heart what you say and do the research and want to help. So, you know, this whole unification process, you know, which I'm so proud of Alexander because she's like, I'll do it. On top of the 15 million other projects she's got going on, she's like, I'll do it. And Steve's going, oh.
But I want everyone to know I have a big announcement, and that is I have officially hired Okalani. Yay! And so the great news to everyone else is that we will finally be getting a little bit more, A, caught up, and B, more streamlined and more efficient than we already are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and, you know, thanks, Alexander, for helping me, you know, bring forth my purpose. I know I'm here to help, you know, bring balance and organize and streamline, you know, and unify all of the organizations. Because once, you know, using Galactic Connection as that starting point, as that catalyst point, totally makes sense.
Yes, yes. Well, we have so many huge ideas, and you know, one of the reasons that we called this interview tonight is to get all of you out there to really start thinking, creating, and stepping out of your comfort zone. I mean, there's quite a few of you out there, and you know who you are, mm-hmm. who've exchanged emails with me and have mm-hmm. said, gosh, do you think I could do this? Or do you think I should start this? Or and, you know, I'm like, hell yeah.
I
kick them in the butt and say, do it.
Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah, it's Alexandra, the spiritual drill sergeant. That's so awesome.
No, but we
do. Well, you know, Alexandra, I do want to mention something, and a lot of you out there, myself included, you know, when 2012 happened, you know, everybody says, what happened? Where is it? The thing is, there was a changing of the guard, you know, new people were coming out and needing to step up into leadership positions. And that's all of you guys out there listening. You know, the old ways, even old spirituality practices, you know, old ways no longer serve. And it's time to emerge forth and, you know, stand in your power. You know, this implant removal that Alexandra's working on with Pam is amazing. You know, but the thing is, you got to do the work, guys. You have to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and, you know, there's just no such thing in this matrix as a free ride. There just isn't. We've got a lot of
fun ride.
Yeah. A lot of stuff to dump and get rid of, you know.
Yeah,
but we have some really, I mean, you guys just don't know how excited Steve and I are to bring Okalani on board because, as many of you already know, we are working on a phenomenal, all-encompassing alternative health system. And we can't do that alone, you know. And so we're just little by little getting some help here and there. And we finally brought someone else on board so we can start really branching out and helping each and every one of you. Because my goal is to assist the healing of the healers And all of you healers out here, out there, and all you practitioners, and all you shamans, and all you people, mystics and magicians and alchemists, I don't care what you are, you know. I mean, if you're a writer, for God's sakes, you're healing. You know, my job is to, like, get all of you where you need to be, or, you know, at least get you on a path where you're feeling full blown, capable, productive, feeling good about yourself, worthy, and, you know, just knocking them crazy with your talents.
Yeah. I mean, taking it to the next level, you know.
Yeah.
Some people aren't even aware that there is a next level. And that's the coolest thing. It's like, hello guys, ascension is infinite.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally true.
This is an incredible time to be alive. I mean, I say that over and over again. And I'm so honored. I get up every day. I mean, seriously, there's probably not a day that goes by that I don't say that to myself or to spirit or to someone else. That I honestly love my audience. I love the people that I, you know, every essence that I make, I feel their spirit. I feel all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just magnifies how much we are truly one. We're all all in this together. There is no time. Mm-hmm. There's no time anymore to be alone. You know,
I
don't want everybody to be alone anymore. And I hear a lot of that. It's sad.
I agree. It's sad, but the thing is, you know, I'm glad that they now, you know, together they have a point of contact. You know, I did want to draw back, you know, because I know we're getting close to wrap-up time here. I did want to make sure that, guys, our media unification, alternative media unification, emergency broadcast, you know, system, you know, for spiritual people is in its infancy. And we need you guys to contact us while we're getting, you know, setting up this network, setting up the websites and, you know, the social links and all of these things. We want you guys to call in or email us at Alexandra at Galactic Connection, and we'll sort through and we promise we'll reply.
Yes. So, Kalani, give them your email address, darling.
My a bit of a rebel at gmail.com address.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys love that? Okay, here's Okalani, Miss Spirituality. She comes from Hawaii. And what is your email address again?
A bit of a rebel at gmail.com.
Okay, so if you all are interested in setting up basically what we're thinking of, you know what I mean? It's like a daisy chain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can set up a daisy chain system and, like she said, like a spiritual emergency broadcast system, I think it's an outstanding idea. If you have any ideas, if you want to help us with this, we would love it. Please drop us a line. And again, Okalani, go ahead and give them the spelling of your name.
Okalani.
Perfect.
And that's N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. And so, Okalani, tell them the other thing that you're working on with children. Just some ideas on that.
So 3 years ago, you know, when that whole shit happened, the Italy thing and all that kind of things, you know, I went through this whole point where I didn't know what to do. So I opened up a shop, and my focus was on assisting and working with gifted children, even differently gifted children, you know. Some of the most profound experiences I've had are with children who had Down syndrome, ADHD, all of these things. Currently, you know, I have a small group of children that are talking about creating bionics, you know, to help people, you know, to create bionics to help people, you know, remember how to use telepathy to do telekinesis. You know, I have a girl who, you know, is an ascended master reincarnated, and she, you know, at age 5 had told her mom that she, you know, didn't sign the contract. And her mom asked her, what happened? What do you mean? You know, the contract where you sign so you forget who you were in all your other lives. And then there's my little princess, empathetic, you know, little queen. And, you know, she's amazing. I'm amazed by these kids. And, you know, if you guys want to reach out and tell me, and you guys want to, are having issues with your gifted children and want to know how to help them develop, you know, email me also. You know, Steve is supposed to be working with children in this technology aspect because, you know, he's building some phenomenal, you know, healing therapies that, you know, incorporate technology, ET and UFO technology. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited. Oh, gosh, there's just so much exciting stuff out there.
Well, I know, but that's okay. We can handle it.
No. Bring it on. It's exciting. So what is your feeling about April?
Oh, April. So I'm thinking end of April that, you know, we should be traveling and helping along some, raising some energy and Mortis energy around the U.S. I don't know. I think you were going to have to put our heads together on that one because I'm getting pulled in so many different directions. Like, you need to go to Hawaii. You need to go to the Four Corners. You need to do this. You need to do that. Like,
Well, that's because there is so much to do.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of us, there's a lot of us doing it. So once we are bound together and we're working together, like you said, you know, it has never left my mind when Kober said to me one day when I was interviewing him and he said, you know, that's the thing, that the dark has never stopped planning. You know, they've never stopped planning. They've always had a plan. They've worked their plan. And we don't have that.
Okay. Well, you know? now they have us.
Yeah. So I put that out to all of you. It is time for us to work our plan and plan our work. Well, maybe we shouldn't use the name work, but.
But, you know, we encourage everybody to understand that we don't want to be separate. You know, we honor your opinions, you know, how you want to approach, how you set up your organizations, and we've never, you know, rebel against how you have the vision in your mind of the perfect new earth. What we want to do is we want to unify everybody so we don't duplicate efforts. And it's so important because, yeah, we are far apart. But the thing is, if we don't duplicate efforts in with our exponential power, ability to tap into each other telepathically, we can make all of it happen.
Very true. Perfectly said. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Okalani. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Is there any last bit of announcements or anything that you want to make before we tie everything up?
I just want to emphasize the importance of this movement for, you know, creating a network for media people. You know, we need to leverage what you guys do to help bring awareness to people, help protect, you know, a lot of the inventors, healers, and things like that by giving them exposure.
Yeah.
And it's so important.
Well, and on top of that, the more that we unite, the more clout we're going to have up against the lamestream media, you know?
Absolutely.
It's another federation.
Yeah. And, you know, I did want to mention, you know, one of the people that I have been working with is, you know, his brother. You know, I want to put this out there because he's so very helpful. Publicwitness.com is his site, you know, and this is his, the, you know, part of his baby. Because, you know, 30 years ago, he envisioned this kind of network happening. And his brother was an investigative reporter in Vietnam. You know, we're on Ridenour. If you guys want to look him up, this guy was amazing. He talked about a forefather for exposing the government. You know, this guy was like off the chart.
Wow.
And his brother and he were, you know, in the middle of, you know, starting to put forth, you know, the next phase. you know, when the internet came up and running, and unfortunately he passed away. But, you know, if you guys want to check him out, you know, we're working with his brother. His brother is Dennis Ridenour. And, you know, we'll be working closely with him. You know, this is, you know, the public witness thing is, you know, his baby, and he's going to be helping us out here.
Fantastic. Sounds fascinating. Publicwitness.com. All right.
It's going to be great. I mean, this is, you know, you said it, you put it out there. The strategy behind it is, you know, no matter how small of a town, wherever you are, and you notice something going down, let us know and we'll map it. We'll try finding patterns. We'll put it out there and let people know.
Yeah, I have people doing that kind of work for me all over the world. And
that's so cool.
And you know, I thank all of you out there as well. I mean, I couldn't be doing all of this without all the help that I get. So well, anyway, okay, everyone. I wanted to thank everybody. Stay tuned. Next week I have Karen Hudis. Oh my gosh. You know, quite a few
so cool.
of you, I know, quite a few of you wrote in and said, interviewer. So I did. So she's accepted my request. We will be doing that next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or any ideas about this emergency broadcast system that we're putting together or the Media Network Coalition, just drop Okalani a line or myself. And again, her email address is a bit of a rebel, right?
Yes.
A bit of a rebel at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you, Alexander.
Oh, thank you. And everyone have a great night. And we will talk to you soon. We'll talk to you later. Take it easy. Bye.